Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
The two coaches, Fran Brown from the near sideline, Pat Narduzzi from the far, meet to shake hands at midfield, and it's on to homecoming for the Pitt Panthers, who have won their third in a row. Final score, Pitt 30, Syracuse 13.
Oh, that is the voice of the great Bill Hillgrove. Bill Hillgrove brought to you by Lot 17 in Bloomfield. Check him out, lot17pgh.com. The problem is, we had Billy. We blew right through Billy because we were guessing the gender and size of Doran's baby. And he said, I'll hang around till 8 a.m. And then he sat down with his coffee, and Harry says he's gone. And that's not his fault. It's our fault.
Can I ask a question? Can they take a Marconi ward away? Because we are doing our damnedest today to accomplish that for the first time maybe in history.
My defense to that statement would be, to that question would be, this is our show. This has always been our show. And thus, this is the quality of show that has earned us the Marconi.
I agree. I think it's the randomness. The people love it. Yeah. Why would we be any different? An award's not going to change us, Crowley.
Oh, it went straight to my head.
Did it?
Yeah. My wife last night, she got out of the shower and she walked in the bedroom and I said, hey, how'd you like to be with a Marconi man? And she kicked me in the face. Go ahead, Harry.
Well, Bill has called in on the phone, so we won't get him on video, but we can still talk to him.
The great Bill Hillgrove joins us now. Hi, Bill.
Good morning. It was not without its challenges, but that's okay.
You talking about the Syracuse game or getting on the phone line here?
Oh, man, that was one challenge on top of the next. But, you know, the biggest play of the game, in my view, was the Kenny Johnson punt return.
Absolutely.
Kind of opened up that space toward halftime. And, you know, it's good when you can so-called win ugly. I don't believe in that term. I think if you win on the road, I don't care what league you're in, it's hard. It's all's well.
I think you're spot on with that return being the pivotal play in the game. And I think sometimes good coaching can just be not doing the dumb thing. And I think Fran Brown at the end of the half there, I mean, that's writing a book on everything not to do. And that play sounded loud on TV. You guys can obviously attest to that more. Pat Narduzzi referenced it in the post game. But I thought that sucked the life out of Syracuse, a team that was game. And they were going to try to drag Pitt into the mud, and I think that did break it open, Pat.
Yeah, it certainly did. And, you know, Billy, speaking of that game, I mean, save for a couple plays and, you know, Kyle Lewis obviously exiting the game, play 12. I mean, what could you say about the defense and their performance? They've been undermanned at the DN spot. They've been undermanned at linebacker now. Biles didn't play. Secondary before that, I mean, this defense has found a way to Band-Aid it together.
Yeah, and I like the play of the backup linebackers, Cameron Lindsay, Nick Lappy, who started. He's really one of your leaders, but he, you know, doesn't get that many snaps ordinarily because of Biles. And Ibrahim did a good job. I really think, you know, that they you know, your depth will get tested, and it was certainly tested the other night, and the game before that, the defensive end depth was tested, and they've passed with flying colors because the win streak is still there.
This season in the ACC, Bill, and Narduzzi talked about this a little bit the other day at the podium, it kind of reminds me of the old Big East days. You've got, I'm going to count here live on the air, always dangerous for me, Bill. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 teams in the ACC right now with one or fewer losses. And hey, Pitt kind of got here in a way we didn't all expect with Holstein getting sat down and Heinschel coming on. But I think this is where Pitt expected to be, in contention for the ACC at 5-2 and 3-1 in the conference.
Yeah, and I think that augurs well for the bowl positioning as well.
Yeah.
Because even if you can't get to that championship game, you're going to probably get a decent bowl bid. And, you know, I think that's one of the objectives of this team. So let's see how it plays out. But, yeah, Heinschel is the spark plug, no question.
Billy, we're getting into crossover season. Basketball, football. It used to be a trio of responsibilities for you when you were still handling the Steelers play-by-play. But the Panthers scrimmage an old Big East foe Sunday at the Peterson Event Center in Providence, came out with a victory. A birdie told me you were at the game. Hopefully that's true, because I'm asking you for your opinion on the Panthers basketball team, which has a lot of new pieces.
I was there, and I sat next to Curtis, and we both marveled at how well the team adjusted to Providence's speed. You know, they came out of the chute fast-breaking, and, you know, it was 18-6 before you could blink. And you go, wow. But they adjusted to it and defensively was able to control things. I was impressed with DeMarco Minor. I was impressed with the freshman Witherspoon. And certainly, you know what? I just thought that the whole team seems to be in better shape. Corhen looks trim. Biba looks a little skinnier. And so that probably augurs well for the long haul.
We appreciate it as always, Bill. Sorry to throw you the curveball here. I know you got to jump on with Larry. We appreciate it.
I'm a better knuckleball hitter than a curveball hitter.
Bang.
You can tap dance with the best of them, though, partner. I'll see you on Saturday.
All right. Thanks, partner.
See him.
We keep saying this. He's the best.
All-timer.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.